It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, even though cattle had a little bit of a rough week last week, you know, we saw about $3 to $4 losses. I'm still going to go with cattle as being the bright spot. You know, we're still in the upper end of the ranges. Cash is still trading up there in the upper ranges. So right now it's the cattle side of things that look pretty good, and that's being kind of driven by the stronger stock market. We saw record highs in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 last week. The Dow continues to be off a little bit, but it's well above 40,000 right now, and it's trying to make a run for the upper ranges. But for right now, I would have to say it's the stock market and the cattle markets that are what's hot.
Is that spurred by demand, that cattle market?
You know, I think some of it is. I mean, you know, the demand isn't too bad. You know, we've been continuing to see decent beef demand. Haven't got the numbers for what we saw for the 4th of July holiday demand, but of course the first holiday for the summer was really good, and they expected to see similar numbers for the 4th. Now, we'll see how demand goes as we go through the rest of the summer. It looks like it's going to be a warm, drier summer, so that should still encourage a lot of barbecuing and a lot of eating out.
What's not hot then?
You know, I got to go with the rest of the grains, and primarily wheat, which had a really bearish report from USDA last Friday. Soybeans had a neutral report, but the weather really looks benign as far as soybean production is concerned. That market continues to get hit. We should see a little better performance with corn, as we took stocks down enough where we need to get some risk premium built in corn, but corn can't do it on its own. It's got to wait for soybeans and wheat to bottom before it can see some strength. All these rains, even though they've been excessive in some spots, they have been good enough and the temperatures have been good enough that we could see a record crop, especially central and eastern Corn Belt. I think numbers will change once we start seeing what's going on in the western Corn Belt and the northern plains, but that's something that isn't going to show up in the marketplace until September or October.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.